This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When the federal government, under Obamacare, paid doctors more to treat poor patients, the doctors treated more poor patients. That finding from a new report from the New England Journal of Medicine comes just a few weeks after pay rates returned to their old lower levels. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports on the tough economics doctors face if they want to treat patients on Medicaid.
Dr. Sean Purfoy is living his dream, running his own family medicine office in his hometown, Malvern, Arkansas. Setting a 20% quota on Medicaid patients wasn't part of the plan.
Those patients aren't different kinds of people. They're just people that don't make as much money. They're still in my kid's class or going to church with me.
Purifoy says the math, though, makes it simple. For a standard visit, Medicaid reimburses him $36. Medicare sends him $67, and Blue Cross pays him $88. On top of that, Medicaid patients tend to be sicker, which eats up his time.
That doesn't work financially. And that sounds like a horrible thing to say, but the truth is, you're going to get paid a certain amount, and it really doesn't make that much difference how much more time it takes you to do the work.
To take on more Medicaid patients could mean Purifoy cutting salaries, maybe jobs. Obamacare architects understood these economics. That's why they put in the 2-year fee bump. It's helped Camden, New Jersey primary care doctor Ramon Acosta patch up some holes in his practice, literally.
We have been able to do some repairs, like roofing. We have been able to pay some tax arrears, which were substantial.
If the bump were to come back, highly unlikely, it would buy Acosta 5 to 10 more minutes of visit. That may sound trivial, but it would mean fewer gut-wrenching conversations, like a recent one with a boy and his mother, who had two pressing concerns about her son. Acosta, though, didn't have the time.
Unfortunately, which one of the two problems would you like me to address primarily?
Acosta's made a living off these sorts of hard choices for 26 years now. I ask him the trick to staying in business. He says long hours and knowing money is something other doctors make. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.